It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
Yeah, we got today's best music and your favorite throwbacks, like your Backstreet Boys on Chum 104.5. What's the rule with the, you know when they say when a bird poos on your windshield?
Good luck.
Yeah,
oh, no. Bird poos on you. Good luck.
On you?
Bird poos on car. Dirty car.
Oh, I could have sworn like if it drops on your windshield, there's a period of time you're supposed to not wash it off because that's the good luck.
Oh, I've not heard that.
Yeah, anybody? No.
Nah, that's somebody trying to finesse the system.
Yeah, well, but if it lands on you, it's supposed to be good luck. It's also
has a bird ever dropped on you?
Yes, on the way to go to Starbucks in the morning.
When I was a kid, I played football. And one right through my my face mask onto my nose in the middle of a game. I'll never forget that. It was really, really, it was like, you can't get your hand through that thing.
Aren't you surprised that we're not hit more often by birds?
I think it's miraculous.
I think
it's miraculous. As many birds are in there.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it just doesn't happen. Hey, a lot of people go into a cottage this weekend.
Mm.
And so make sure that when you go up that you are invited. Like really, if someone says drop by, they don't really mean it.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's a thing. Yeah, unless you have a specific date, just remember, be prepared.
So what happens? People just show up at someone's cottage and they're just like, hey, I'm here.
You know, like to say, someday we should have dinner together. Okay, it never happens. But with cottages, it's a different thing. Okay, and this is the weekend that people go to their cottages to open them up if they get closed all winter. And they've got stuff to do. So when you are planning summer 2023, make sure you've got a date. But anyway, when you do go up there, just a couple of things. Make sure you bring money, especially if you go out in a boat, because gas is expensive, and bring a meal or two.
You mean like a sandwich bag or something?
I'm going to take care of breakfast, Jamar. Don't you guys worry about it.
Right. Oh, so
yeah.
You're trying to make sure that there are no freeloaders in the cottage.
go to the beer store. Go get some alcohol. And whatever you do, pitch in.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make you a better guest. But
that's
make
the
sure
list.
You actually have a date.
I don't have any cottage friends, so I've never experienced any of these issues. But I mean, wow. Well, okay.
You've been living in Ontario for a while. Don't worry. You will.
It'll happen.
I'm going to help you with that.
All right. Great.
And never say you're bored. Anyway, that's another.
Because that's the idea. You're supposed to sit around and just like.
Yeah, just relax.
Relax.
Right.
This is boring. What should we do?
Yeah.
Don't be that cottage friend.
Don't.
All right. We're almost to the weekend. It's Thursday.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Chum 104.5.
I feel like every couple months or years this topic comes back up again, but it's back because of a video that's gone viral on TikTok. She's a creator and it's at the Lab Life One. Apparently she's a scientist or something like that, and she went around to different hand dryers, one at a movie theater, one at I believe a grocery store, and also where she works, and tested as those hand dryers start blowing air, what else are they blowing around? Her guess, or hypothesis, if you will, was that it was blowing around mostly like skin cells, which is kind of dead skin cells, and
mostly dead.
Right, but what she was surprised to see was that it was more than that, way more than that.
Like
lots of fecal matter. I mean that should not be surprising in a restroom, because I mean, let's really think about this. How many people are actually really washing their hands really well in a bathroom?
They're not singing happy birthday and washing their hands.
Right.
They're
like, some without soap.
Some without soap, and then just going through the water really quickly, and then they leave without even drying their hands anyway.
And then when you do that, I mean, it's not a perfect science. Like, you go in there, you throw the water on, you sprinkle your hands under there, but you're not really getting everything. And then after the thousands of people that are using those bathrooms every hour, I mean, stuff is getting left over in those water droplets.
And who's really cleaning them? They sign that little chart on the back of the door, but they don't really do anything.
I love that chart.
It's so
like,
dumb.
Press the face to let us know how happy you are with our service.
One day, I don't know what fast food place I was at, and I got my pen out and I go, nobody has checked this bathroom because it was awful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The dryers, said the lab life.
Yes.
The dryers produced a wide array of bacteria.
Yes.
She put petri dishes in an incubator and let the bacteria grow and found tons of bacteria, all different genuses of bacteria, all different colors, shapes. She said she was so amazed at the amount of of diversity in bacteria that was found on these dryers. We should really reconsider using them.
So we're thinking about now, like what we have, we've got paper.
Yeah.
And the paper goes into this bin, which is recycling.
Yeah.
I think we need to go back to that. You know, the ones that were on the wall, the dryers that were on the wall, they were good when you were on a road trip and you couldn't find a place to wash your hair.
Yeah.
You would use that as a dryer for your hair.
Oh, man.
That's what I did. But the, you know, and I love Dyson so much, but Dyson came up with this dryer.
That blade dryer?
It looked good, felt good until you look at the bottom of the blade dryer and see all the stuff that's there.
Yeah, because all that water that gathers in the bottom of it and it just gets...
And stuff.
Yeah, it gets nasty.
Yeah. So paper, is that what she's saying? Is better use paper towels?
This person who prefers to remain unnamed for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
They say that air drying your hands is probably the best thing. Yeah, you wash your hands with water and soap and then air dry.
Okay.
And that should be the method going forward, according to this scientist.
I don't want to say anything, but upstairs in the other side of the building, I can tell you who doesn't wash their hands and doesn't.
You should tell us.
And it changes who you and how you feel about it.
Well, we have plenty of time. We're going to kick out all the music.
The list will be up later.
Okay, great. We'll get the list of dirty Darrens. Okay.
Right.
It's Chubb 104.5.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chubb.
Getting us dancing on a Thursday morning. Thank you so much to Pink. What's happening in the world of entertainment?
I got to keep you dancing right now. HBO's Love to Love You Baby, the documentary about Donna Summer, is coming up on Saturday, May 20th, this weekend at 8 o'clock.
That got really good reviews at South by Southwest. People enjoyed that. So looking to be pretty good. Have you seen any sneak peeks of it yet?
Not a thing. This has just come up right now for me, so I'm really happy to hear that. The highs and the lows of everything, but they've got an in-depth look about Donna Summer, how she became who she was. Mm. What else do you know about it?
They did a big disco-like event at South by Southwest Newport, too. So
people, love it.
I mean, that needs to make a comeback. You know, at one point they were doing all these like themed clubs and bars with, you know, specific genres in mind. I feel like if someone, a club owner, had a little cash, they could do a disco-themed bar or club in Toronto right now, and it would actually do really well.
If there were no cameras allowed, I would go and dance.
But that was the whole point. I mean, you tell me, but that was the whole point of disco. Like, come as you are. Like, do what you do.
You
be who you are.
You would walk through. You hear the sound of the bass coming through the doors.
Yeah.
You open up the doors. Everyone's dancing. Guys are dancing with guys. Girls are dancing with girls. Men and women dancing together. People were having fun. No cameras.
Yeah.
Just be who you are.
Back
I
in those
love
days.
That. So if they're going to do that, and you know, you watch that
Studio 54?
That documentary?
Yeah. And Boogie Nights?
That's what they, Studio 54, that documentary, I'll tell you something, not the movie, but the documentary, that's what it was all about. You can be who you are, and you never know who you're going to be, who you're going to see there. So they had privacy, the stars, right?
So funny.
So funny. Okay. Just like that. Okay. Go ahead.
The closest I got to disco was like the little beads on my mom's like doorway as you walk through the kitchen. That was it.
Well,
I was a kid.
I'm going to tell you something. I had so much fun. That's one of the most fun times of my life, because even if you didn't dance well, it didn't matter. Nobody cared. I'll tell you what makes me really happy. June 22nd, circle that on your calendar, because Just Like That season 2 is coming back. That's the Sex and the City reboot. So we're looking forward to that, see what the women are up to.
Was Sex and the City one of your favorites?
No, because I was so busy being a mom and doing that kind of stuff. I didn't get to watch all of it until after it was done, and somebody gave me their DVDs, and I started watching it. And I thought, okay. All right, I get it. I couldn't really relate to a lot of the stuff. But now that they're older, I kind of like, yeah, I can relate to it a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I liked it.
All the stuff they're going through, divorce, loss of somebody, all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And rekindling old loves, past loves, I think is this season coming up.
And you're in New York and you see some beautiful fashion. Who doesn't love that?
Right. And I was shocked to read headlines yesterday that Seth MacFarlane quit Family Guy. What? And he's a very important person to the show. I mean,
He quit.
He created it. He's one of the showrunners. And he voices quite a few characters.
I do Peter. I do Stewie. I do Brian. And I do Quagmire. So those are the voices that I do for Stan and Roger.
Why did he for American Dad? So he said that they still have 3 months of scripts and voiceovers completed, but he quit and said he won't continue until the strike is over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's being respectful to the
writers. Yes.
Yeah,
sure. Yes. But the headline was just shocking.
You know what, guys? We're not going to feel the feels about this strike until probably 6 months from now. And then we're going to get
waiting for our shows.
I would say even closer than that. I would say it's towards the middle of the summer.
Well,
that's when we're going to be like, ooh, it's getting real.
No, but I don't think so yet, Jamar, because a lot of shows are already in the books for this next season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think like those mid-season replacements, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out.
It's going to get wild.
Thank goodness for Craig. That's all I have.
Right?
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
So Ontario's planning on dissolving the region of Peel. So this means that Brampton and Mississauga will become independent cities. So they're going to discuss it further today, but the details that came out yesterday said that Premier Ford has always been for an independent Mississauga, pretty much just because of the size of it. It has close to 800,000 people, and it's continuously growing. So the support is mostly for Mississauga, and I guess no one wants to be tied to Brampton.
Okay, well, you're a Brampton.
And I grew up in Brampton, so I could say that.
You're a Bramptonite, right? Like, so how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like it's cool to be like, oh, yeah, Peel region. Like, I like the regions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have no thoughts toward it, to be honest. Mm. Like, I don't know what this would really change with them being independent cities. I don't know what that does, but they're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Caledon. Like, is Caledon still going to be tied in with Brampton, or are they going to be independent as well?
Mm.
I don't have any big feelings.
Well, if you live in any of these areas, let us know how you feel about it.
So is everyone running away from Brampton? Is that what it feels like?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think Brampton is continuously growing as well. I just think that two cities are just way too big to be one region.
One region.
At this point. Okay. So that is what they're figuring out over there. We're going to find out more today because they're meeting at 1 p.m. The state of Montana has become the first place to actually ban TikTok. It's going to go into effect on January 1st, 2024, but they're trying to set the trend for other governors to follow for a TikTok-free America. And of course, the move is because of cybersecurity.
Now, how are they doing that, though? How do you do that in one state?
Well, they're saying that it's going to be difficult to enforce the ban, number one, because it infringes on people's First Amendment right, and it's unlawful. But the TikTok spokesperson who trying to not let this ban happen, they said that we want to reassure people in Montana that they can continue using TikTok to express themselves, earn a living, and find community as we continue working to defend the rights of our users inside and outside of Montana.
It sounds like it's a lot of, the governor of Montana taking a stance which might be somewhat political to say that, hey, this is where I stand on TikTok and their use of people's personal data, China being.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole lot I think they could do because, I mean, people use VPNs, so you can still download the app.
Yeah, there's still tons of ways that you can download the app.
Yeah, decide where you are or what you are. But it looks like they're just making a political stance. But I think there are some considerable risks about privacy with TikTok. So it really just depends on what is more important to you.
Well, they also banned WeChat, which is headquartered in China, and Telegram Messenger, which was founded in Russia. So basically, the new law, it's going to prohibit downloads of TikTok in the state, and it would fine any entity, like an app store or anything like that, $10,000 per day for each time someone is offered the ability to access TikTok.
In that state?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the penalty would not apply to the user, but it would apply to the whoever the entity is.
Right.
But anyway, very scary time for content creators, especially for people who built up their platform on the app, and now it's going to be stripped from them.
Or I'm actually really surprised that a lot of content creators are just really not worried about the privacy concerns, though. I mean, I think both are valid conversations. But I think the content creating, community, really don't care about the privacy concerns.
The other thing I think about when we're talking about all of this is the freedom of speech.
Right.
You know? That too. It's very interesting. All right.
So that's why they're saying it's going to be difficult for them to actually ban it all the way. So
okay.
I guess we'll see. We'll watch this one unfold. That is what's trending.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
This new item is probably the answer to your prayers. Because every day you go to work and you put that item in the fridge or in the work kitchen and you come back minutes later and it's gone. Tell us what someone stole from you at work, your food item. Did you see that milk padlock, Marilyn?
Yes, I did. And you got to talk to me about that.
It's a milk padlock. Apparently, someone was tired of having their milk, you know, drank and stolen. And there's a photo that they posted where it's a padlock that you put on the milk bottle and it requires a key to be open.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you know, it's supposed to be some kind of deterrent.
Yeah.
So when you look in there and you see the one milk that you're like, huh, let me get a little.
No one will notice if I take a little bit from the
top. Let me get a little swig of the milk.
Yes. There. Oh, God.
You see this padlock on there and you're supposed to go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the udder lock, as in, you know, udders, cow udders.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So we don't really have a lot of milk bottles here. You know, of course, milk is bagged mostly, and also you've got the cartons. So this is from the UK where they're still using a lot of glass bottles.
Oh, okay. So they're able to do that.
Yeah. I don't know if there was an equivalent for the milk here. Like, how would you lock up bagged milk?
I don't even have a clue. I don't even have a clue.
You'd have to put it in like a metal box or something.
Something with a padlock.
Yeah.
You know, I will say that there was a story a long time ago when producer Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, he's listening. Hello, Tom. And he put a sandwich. He was very known for his sandwiches. And he put it in the refrigerator here. And when he went to go get it, it was gone. Not only was it gone, someone took a bite out of it and threw it away. And he was not only ticked about that, but he was insulted that someone didn't like his sandwich.
It's messed up.
So, yeah. So I suggested he just bring a cooler bag in and not have his feelings hurt and just leave it next to him. But anyway, that's one of those things. But people get stuff stolen all the time.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, people put things like Tupperware containers in our fridge. Yeah. And I just wonder if they're worried if someone's going to go in there and, you know, like.
Have you seen what's in those Tupperware things? I would not touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
I can't even identify what the meal is. Scares me.
Everyone's food is different.
I know.
Maybe the.
Is that lasagna? I'm not sure.
You know,
yeah.
Over the couple days that it stays in there, it becomes lasagna, then becomes lasagna.
Right.
But someone ultimately is always angry about their food being messed with in the kitchen. That's where this device comes in.
Yeah.
And it's probably you. Tell us, you could text at 104536, the last item of food that was stolen from you while you were working. And are you hiding it now?
Yeah, do you have to hide it?
What efforts have you resorted to keep your food safe while you're at work? 104536, Chum 104.5.
Chum 104.5.
In the morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
It is a weird thing to steal someone's food, right?
It's desperate, huh? Don't you think?
Maybe. I mean, there are probably those people, but I just think specifically back to high school when we'd be sitting at the lunch table and there'd be one kid get up from the table where they were eating their food and, you know, maybe go to get a drink or something. And then one other kid that was maybe mischievous or whatever, just trying to be a wise you-know-what.
Yeah.
Would get up and go swipe maybe like some, like a burger and swipe the fries and eat it and laugh.
Yes.
And their just tolerance for nasties were very low or high tolerance, you know what I'm saying?
High tolerance, yeah.
So I think that type of person steals food from the kid because you don't want anyone's like half-eaten food.
But the guy that's stealing the fries from you is right there present to you. And
yeah.
This is
takes the fries, shoves it in their mouth, and just starts cracking up.
Right. And it was like, the other one is like going when you're working away and you go to grab your lunch or the dinner that you made for that, you know, because you're on shift work, and it's gone.
And I think that person at the lunch table evolves into that person you're talking
about.
Really? Yeah, 100%. Because I don't personally want to eat someone's touched, not sealed,
I think it's
Tupperware food.
I think, well, first of all,
yeah.
Maybe you have the eye on the Tupperware and not eat the food. But anyway, I think sometimes the people are, the nicest people are the ones that take your food. Not that they're very, very quiet.
Well,
and covert.
The Utter Lock is going viral.
Yes.
It's a product out of the UK which can lock your milk bottle if someone's taking sips of your milk. Janet's on the line. You had your food stolen recently, Janet?
Well, not recently, but this is a hilarious topic because school staff rooms are notorious for this.
Teachers.
Teachers. So I used to supply teach before I got a permanent post. And I was sitting in the staff room one day, and I saw a woman coming in, and she opens the fridge and grabs a sandwich that was wrapped in a tinfoil.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't think anything of it. But then when the rest of the staff came in, another teacher opened the fridge, and she was like, "Hey, where's my sandwich?"
Did you rat her out?
No, but I thought, what if they think it was me because, you know, I was there first?
Right. So,
but yeah, no, I didn't say anything. I just was thinking that woman, you know, she took someone else's lunch.
Well, there you have it.
There it is.
And, you know, I don't know if you would have ever expected that of her, but there you have it, forever changed. Exactly. Okay.
Well, okay.
Thank you for phoning in. That's great. Thank you. It's funny.
Yeah, like other people's leftovers. It just has a feeling. I don't know. Michelle is on the line, too. Food getting stolen where you work, too?
Yeah, so I work in an office, and I took Christmas off last year.
Yeah.
And I left my almond milk in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out that the almond milk had gone bad.
Ooh.
Two people had tried to, basically, they stole my almond milk.
Yeah.
Drank it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Felt sick and then got mad at me.
Got mad.
That's funny, Michelle.
So what was that conversation
like? How dare you leave that almond milk?
I stole your almond milk and it got me sick.
Yeah.
Actually, though, they called me at home on Christmas break.
No. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Well, now you know who they are.
Oh, I do.
Okay, that's great. What a great story. How dare you make a bad meal? That was awful. I got sick from it. Or I drank that milk. That's funny. I bet you potato chips are stolen a lot if you bring them to work.
Probably very easy.
Yeah.
Potato chips, cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the nerves of somebody to open up a Tupperware and steal my leftovers.
Yeah.
But that's what you're not going to do because I'm going to pepper sauce that junk up. You know what I'm saying? Burn up your mouth. So be careful when you're picking at my leftovers. That's me, though. All right. Well, you tell us, are they still stealing your food? And at what length are you going to make sure that it stays hidden? There are probably many hidden spots in the workplace where people are putting food. That's another talk topic there.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Looks like it's a bigger deal than I thought. So many people are weighing in on getting their food stolen while they're at work. Either you put it down at your desk, the break room, sometimes even in the refrigerator, thinking that you'll come back to a full container of milk.
Yeah.
A complete sandwich, full bag of chips, and nothing but that is happening. Everything but that is happening.
Cindy, did that happen to you?
Good story. One of my colleagues, she always has all the munchies and everything in her office.
Oh.
And this one morning, all of a sudden we hear her yelling out, "What happened to my potato chips?" I had a handful of potato chips on my desk. I was eating. So this one guy, he comes in, he confesses.
Yeah.
He said, "Look, I'm really sorry. I was hungry. I ate those chips." And she says, "Oh, come on. Like, I can't even have them on my desk and you're eating them." He says, "By the way, they didn't taste very good. They weren't salty at all."
That's messed up.
And she says, "That's because I sucked all the salt off them."
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. So now,
it was so funny because he's a germaphobe,
oh,
and we all died.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So he ate her half-eaten chips.
Oh. He ate her half-eaten chips. Cindy, that's really known for that. All of us knew that, yeah. Right? But he forgot, I guess.
Cindy, thanks for your story. That's great. We're going to move on to Jules right now. Jules, what's the story there?
Yes, good morning, Jamar and Marilyn. Marilyn, love you. Been listening to you since the 80s. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay, so my story is I work in an office. We had a new employee start about a year ago, and we have some things that we bring into the cupboard and just leave it for everyone to use.
Yeah.
So she is on a keto diet, and so she said, you know, can I use some of your peanut butter? I said, yeah, go ahead. So within the week, it was like totally gone. It was gouged to the bottom, empty. So I thought nothing of it, brought another one in. Yeah. Again, same thing happened a week later, totally gouged, and myself and my other co-worker are looking at each other. I'm like, it wasn't me. And she was like, it wasn't me.
Jules, call us back. We got to know what happened. We got to know what happened. Okay, we're going to turn the phone off for a little bit, and we'll continue this. Isn't that funny, though? Like,
listen, like people think that they're not going to get caught doing this stuff. That's why they do it.
That's exactly
right. And it's happening
right.
So many places. Gina? Yeah. Gina's still there? Nah, Gina's okay. Gone. Yeah, listen, give us a call. You probably have gone through this.
Yeah.
You go to get your food, and it's disappeared all of a sudden. Maybe it's half eaten.
Crazy.
What's going on in your break room at your place of business?
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
It's the case of the keto peanut butter at the place of business. We got Jules back. Jules is here.
It was a big tease. What happened?
Jules,
I'm
what
back.
Happened?
Okay, so just to recap, we had a new employee who started with us and went through three of our jars of peanut butter, totally gouged with a spoon. And after that third jar, my coworker and myself decided we're just going to keep it hidden in the top shelf of the first aid cupboard in a plastic bag. So every time we want to help ourselves to it, we've got to sneak it out, open the jar, use it, and then hide it back up there.
Oh my gosh, you have to hide it. Well, I guess you have to do what you got
to
do.
Next to the Band-Aids and stuff. So funny. Look at all the lengths you have to go through just to hide some peanut butter.
Exactly.
Great story. Thank you so much, Jules.
Thanks, and great talking to you guys.
All right. You have a great weekend. Long weekend when that's coming up.
Hey, okay. Fantastic. You too.
Love it. Hey, Gina.
Hi.
Gina, apparently muffins are being stolen at your place of work. Do you know the Muffin
my goodness.
Man?
Yeah. No, we never figured out who the Muffin Man was. But a friend of mine bought me a tinned muffin for breakfast, and my break is not until 10:20, so I left it in my mailbox, and by the time I went back for my break, it was gone.
Stop it.
And listen to what she said. She said she put the muffin in the mailbox. I mean,
in my mailbox. You were trying. In my mailbox.
I mean, that's not where muffins really go.
It's like you close the door and it's there.
No, it's open. It's an open mailbox.
It's like the little mail, kind of maybe a cubby or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I work in a school.
Yes.
An educational assistant.
Uh-huh.
And in a Catholic school. Catholic school.
You should be ashamed of yourself. And you should go to...
to confession to immediately.
Confession. To confession, exactly. No one did opt up to, you know, hey, by the way, I was hungry. I took your muffin. No one.
No one said that.
Which region do you work in?
Do I have to say?
I don't want to say. Okay.
You're funny. Well, listen.
York region.
That's fine. Okay. Well, York region Catholic schools. How many Hail Marys is that for a stolen muffin?
Exactly.
You let us know.
I did write on the blackboard there in the staff room, whoever took my muffin right out of my mailbox, hope you enjoyed it.
Gina, that's a great story. Thanks for telling us about it.
Oh,
that's great.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it's a Catholic school.
Repent for stolen pastry.
Okay.
Immediately.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
If you are looking for really fun things to do this weekend, I don't know anyone who isn't loving tulips this month. Oh. And there's an event on Sunday called Thank You Toronto Tulip Day. I hope my brother's listening up because he is obsessed with tulips.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He's obsessed. He's like, I want to go to this park.
Yo, tulips are they're unique because they're so, I don't know, they're like thick and kind of...
Yeah.
And they keep growing.
Yeah, they're bulbs, beautiful. Right? They come back every year.
But even if you buy them at the store, you put them in a vase, they keep growing. That's why they get long and straggly. So you keep cutting them and you keep feeding them and they keep growing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother's a plant guy, so I guess that's why he loves tulips. So this month is actually Dutch Heritage Month, and the tulip is a Dutch national symbol. So the Consulate General of the Kingdom of the Netherlands in Toronto is presenting this Pick Your Own Tulips event. Mm-hmm. It's happening at Nathan Phillips Square on Sunday between 12 and 3 p.m. And they want you to pick your tulips and think of what you're grateful for. So that's really cool. And if you're not, you know, if you don't want to pick tulips and you just want to kind of take it in, there's some parks that I've seen going viral. This is the park that I'm mentioning that my brother really wants to go to. St. James Park, 120 King Street East. It gives a little bit of a European vibe.
Yeah.
And while it's sunny, it's nice to get out there and take some photos and walk through. There's also a tulip farm in Fenwick. It's about an hour and a half away from Toronto, but it's so worth it if you're up for the road trip. These photos are phenomenal. There's about 2 million colorful tulips. And I saw the photos, and it just looks like you're sitting in a sea of rows and rows of different colors of tulips.
It's like being in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe one of these good days on a sunny day where I just want to drive, maybe I'll go to Fenwick.
Nice.
Maybe I'll go check this out.
Good idea. Like,
outside of Toronto, if you want to visit Mississauga, which is about to become an independent city, they have an event for the foodies. Eats Theme Park at Dixie Go Station, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're calling it the world's first food theme park. So they're saying that they're bringing together multiple different food festivals together all into one massive foodie wonderland. So think like Mac and Cheese Fest, Taco Fest, Fried Chicken Fest, Ice Cream Barbecue, Noodles, Seafood, Donut, Poutine Fest, Pizza Fest, all of those festivals all into one. This is going to be phenomenal. And I love that food festivals are back. That's how you know summer is on the way.
All right.
And back in Toronto, though, Centerville on the island is open. And if the weather's good, that's going to be a really fun outing for the family.
What are you going to do?
Honestly, I'm kind of excited now that I'm looking at the weather. It looks like it's going to be comfortable. I mean, Saturday's not looking too nice. No. But
Sunday is.
Sunday and Monday, it's going to be kind of sunny. I feel like I kind of do want to go see some of these tulip farms and check that out. I do want some tulips on the kitchen island.
Yep.
Kinda, you know, that feels very adult.
Yeah, that, adulting's always good.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the island is a nice little treat, too, you know?
Have you taken Kobe to Centerville yet?
Oh, he loved it.
Okay,
we went
good.
There once. We did the, of course, the kids do the little go-kart track thing where they get in the car and go around in a track.
Yes, aww. Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, Centerville always had great family memories growing up, so that's a good place to go.
For sure.
Okay.
That's what's trending.
Nice. All right. Well, we're back, right?
Yeah, we are.
Weather-wise.
I think Insanely should take her brother in the car and go to Fenwick for the tulips.
I mean, an hour and a half in the car, just me and him? I don't know.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. I don't know if he could be with me for that long either. Let's be honest.
All right. All right.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Yeah, this is one you're going to have to listen to. According to what we're reading, the color of your iPhone says a lot about your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to say that this is pretty true.
Now, is it the phone or is it the cover on the phone?
It's a very good question.
Because my phone, I took whatever was available, but I picked a particular color for the cover.
I think the question you ask is valid because, for me, I pick the color of the phone, but I have a very specific taste to my phone covers. Very specific taste.
Do tell.
All my phone covers, everything matches. Black. Black on black on black on black. See? Like, even look at my phone, my iPad.
Ah, black powerful on black, black. On black. Let me read you. Let's see if this is true about you.
Let's see. What is
classic
it?
Classic and classy. A black phone could confer self-assuredness.
Mm-hmm.
And
connoisseurship.
Look at you. That's a big word for Marilyn today. It's a shade that signifies a reserve strength.
Okay.
Fans of this dark, handsome hue, according to this person, possesses strong convictions and are easily able to justify them regardless of how misplaced they may be.
Yo, listen, no matter how wrong I am, I'm right. That's why I chose the black phone case.
That is true.
And under the black phone case is the purple phone.
Oh, well, there you go. This is
lavender, if they call it.
Unlike garish grape or muddy mauve, the lavender used for the recent iPhones is delicate.
Oh.
Just like Taylor Swift.
I'm a Swiftie.
You are. People who appreciate life's complexity are most attracted to the color, this color. Yep, Taylor Swift is an example. Lavender means that you are either very sophisticated or you're a Swiftie.
Well, you
knew that about you.
But there it is.
I think that's funny.
And these colors, the choices that we have with the iPhone are pretty recent. You know, they've been releasing colors.
Yes.
The new iterations of the iPhone.
What about you?
Yeah, what do you?
My phone, and I went through a long process of picking the color, and I went with gold.
Gold.
I remember when you picked this color. Mm-hmm. Like, you were so excited when they dropped that gold phone.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
what does the gold say? Vibe.
There is nothing on gold.
Oh, okay, great.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a double layer.
Okay, so my phone cover is green.
Green.
Ah, gregarious green. Apple has released a large range of intelligence, a community-focused, you are mindset.
Oh.
But the lighter version's hints are more empathy, but you got a nice forest green there. When working through problems, Azalea, someone with dark green phones might try to steer. Those who favor softer shades, however, are likely more diplomatic.
Interesting. When you think the green phone cover, not the cover, but the actual phone.
Yeah.
You tend to think of the person wearing Birkenstocks that goes to like a farmer's market, you know, like, and they, you know, then they're on their way to the food co-op or something like that afterwards. Yeah. Like that person that's really kind of community focused.
All I heard was food, food, food.
That's you.
That's fine.
Okay. Those who favor, listen to this though. This is interesting for those that have a green phone.
Okay.
Those who favor softer shades are likely more diplomatic. Like, why don't you consider this? That's the tact that they take. Instead of the people with the darker green, heavy-handed, do it this way approach.
Interesting.
Interesting. Okay, there you go. That's just a couple of, you know, things that are...
So, and what was yours?
We've run out of time, Phil.
Oh.
Stop it.
We got the flag.
You got the red phone.
I got carded.
You got the red phone case, which is nice.
Nothing scares me. I got lots of confidence.
The red phone.
Red phone owner. You know what
Resolute
I really
red.
Wanted? Resolute red. You know what I really wanted? I really wanted orange because, like you, everything I have at home, my tulips are orange. I love orange so much. But it's really interesting because they're saying it says a lot about your personality.
I literally bought these cases on my phone and my iPad.
Yeah.
To match the interior of my car, which is black. So I wanted black on black on black on black on black.
Yeah.
Boring.
It's not boring. What was the word they used? I don't know. Whatever that big word was.
Underneath,
that's what it
is. Underneath boring.
Connoisseur
was,
or something.
Connoisseur.
Right?
Connoisseur-y. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
All right. This online stuff, meeting somebody, is not working for a lot of people, right?
And especially when festival season rolls around. Yeah. And a lot of singles are complaining that you go to a festival and you're standing there, you're watching the band, and they're performing one of your favorite songs, and then you turn to your left, and it's the couple sucking face, and they're just like totally making out. They're like, this is our song! And they're ruining your single experience because they're making out during the song.
So what's going to happen?
There's a festival.
It's like, there's a festival based on this app called Pear, right?
Yes, Pear.
P-E-A-R.
And the Pear.
They're doing the largest singles festival. Go ahead.
Pear is doing the largest singles festival called Pear Fest.
It's going to take place in southwestern London. In July, they don't have the exact dates from what we know right now. Mm-hmm. The headliners haven't been announced. That's kind of, I'm worried about this. But they're going to do a social experience. This brand aims to foster romantic relationships opposed to, like, in person as opposed to on screen.
Yep.
And what do you think of that, all you singletons out there?
And this is the same people who had people putting the pairs
on their Instagram. Signify they're on Pear and that they are not
ready to pair
taken.
Up.
They're ready to pair up.
Yeah.
They even have the opposite of, you know, an engagement ring, which signifies the fact that you're taken.
Yeah.
Pear users have a ring that is the opposite of the engagement ring. There's a ring to show that you're single. Your single ring.
What is this thing, workout wooing? What is that about?
Workout wooing.
Yeah, it says...
When you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, when you're at... You know, when you're at the gym, this is where you're looking for people to woo or looking for people to date.
Oh.
And it's also not just at the gym. It's like when you're on the train or when you're on the bus, you're kind of just trying to find out who's single in the gym or in the bus or on the train or whatever.
Okay, so you have to belong to this app. You have to prove that you are single. You have to, right?
I mean, that's
I don't know. It's like Montana.
You know what?
No more TikTok.
There was nothing more annoying than when you go out to certain events and you try to, you know, you see someone, like in my case, you see a woman that you know, like, oh, that I like that. That could work. Start to talk to her. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh no, I have a boyfriend, which is sometimes a line just to let them know, they're not interested.
Yeah.
At Singles Fest, that can't be a thing because everyone's single. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have actually worked a lot. That would have helped.
See,
Azalea's like, oh, I'm short one line I can use to refuse people now.
I wouldn't be at a single.
You wouldn't
fest,
be at single
that's
fest
for sure.
Because that's like her favorite line. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm taken.
Taken. Sorry.
That line can't be used at single fest.
I'm even married.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. So this is not a good idea. This is what they're trying to say. It's like you got to prove that you're single.
Yes.
Because you have to go to this app, and that's the way they get membership. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you go there. And then that's, you are as is.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I like the event because it's for like-minded individuals.
Exactly.
For people who want to put it out there single and looking. There's other people just like you there.
Right.
So I love that for you.
Yeah. So but, I mean, that's good. If you are out there and you want to be approached, Singles Fest, the festival just for singles, is the place to go.
So when you talk to your girlfriends this long weekend and you go, I can't find anybody to date, tell them about this. Tell them about this. They might, unlike Azalea, they might turn up to something like this.
Excuse me. It's called Pear Fest.
Pear
as in the fruit.
P-E-A-R.
Pear Fest. And it's taking place in Southwest London at Urban Oasis in July. So if you get some time to get out to the UK, you too.
And if parents are worried about their kids still being single, tell them about this.
Fly them out to London.
Right.
For Pear Fest.
Pay for it.
Do it. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart? Let me know.
So Jamar and I got to do something exciting yesterday, which was see The Little Mermaid, which I've been waiting years for since Halle Bailey was first announced as The Little Mermaid.
Can you imagine, like, the excitement and all the talk around this movie has been years now.
It's been years, about 4 years, or even maybe over. So it was great. I think it exceeded my expectations, I would say. What do you think?
I think this movie, for all the trepidation and discussion around this movie, relax. It is great. I had such a good time watching this movie yesterday.
Yeah, definitely colorful. I think one thing that I saw a lot of people talking about was the movie images that came out, the stills that were going viral on Twitter. People were saying, well, why isn't it colorful? Why is it only shadows? Why is this? But it was very colorful.
Very colorful. A lot of the movie takes place, you know, in dark caves, underwater, in Ursula's lair and stuff. And those are the dark moments. But I mean, gosh, what a beautifully done movie. And Halle Bailey's voice. What?
Phenomenal. Even the way that they shot certain scenes, it feels like you're diving. I was like, Jamar, is this what it's like when you're diving?
So to be very honest with you, I was actually looking out for that. I was like, listen, I spent a lot of time underwater. Let me tell you if this is real. And I'm just watching the hair floating in the water. I'm like, wow.
You spend a lot of time under the sea?
Ba-dum-tsh. Yeah, Dad.
Under the sea. Do you know when the original movie was released?
89, I think, 90s? Right?
89?
In the fall of 89.
89, yeah.
Little babies.
I know, right?
Funny. And it's been really a pop culture staple,
sure.
The Little Mermaid, ever since.
Yeah, and I think it's going to continue being one for the next generation with the live action.
So when is it officially released?
May 26th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think what's great about the live action movies, what kind of occurred to me while watching, is that it shows little kids that it's important not to pollute the ocean and the sea.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's things living down under there.
Oh,
that
many
we love
things
are there. Yes.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
So an article a story that went viral yesterday was Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and Meghan's mom. They were in New York City. They left a charity event. And their spokesperson released a statement saying that they were pursued by paparazzi in a near catastrophic car chase through the streets of Manhattan. And so this info obviously went viral because of what happened to Princess Diana. But so what happened was they left this charity event, and because paparazzi was following them, they ended up taking refuge in a police station.
Mm-hmm.
While they were in the police station, they waited. A taxi cab came and picked them up, and then they were followed again in the taxi, of course. But the taxi person has been getting a lot, the driver has been getting a lot of FaceTime on with different interviews with the different media outlets now. Mm-hmm. But he was saying it wasn't so much a chase, but they definitely were being followed when they were in the taxi.
Can you imagine driving a cab and all of a sudden the door opens and it's Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
And Harry. Prince Harry. And then it's like
I know. And like, the guy, like, they've been interviewing him. He's really well spoken. He says, you know what? One reporter said, did they look afraid? He goes, well, yeah, they did, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anybody would
be shaken. I wouldn't call it a car chase, though. That's right. What he said, right?
And I think what a lot of people are talking about is the fact that it's in Manhattan, it's in New York, and everyone knows how bad the traffic is, so how much. But, I mean, some of the articles did say that some minor collisions they had just gotten out of the way of because of the chase.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the police say that no further investigation is needed here.
Okay.
All right.
But that's what's trending.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Jam Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
A beautiful Thursday. Isn't it beautiful outside? It is gorgeous. Sun creeping through between the buildings.
Smells like a little bit of a barbecue, though, because of the terrible things that are happening in Alberta with the fires.
Yeah, you said now you smelled some smoke or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This morning we did. So just be aware of that.
Mm.
But it's going to be a nice day. More sports. We're their sports station, are we not?
Oh, listen. We get you hooked up for all the sporting events in town.
Yes.
This one for the beautiful game, football, a.k.a. soccer, TFC. We have a really cool opportunity for you on chum1045.com. You can win not just tickets to see TFC, but a premium suite. Did you hear us? A suite.
You and 11 friends.
At BMO Field.
Nice.
May 27th.
Yeah.
Everyone in the suite getting food and some non-alcoholic beverages and cool OLG swag. So get in on that. Chum1045.com.
Okay. Toronto FC against DC United. You know all about that. I don't know anything about that.
Yes. DC.
Sounds fun, though.
DC United. Very, very storied franchise.
Okay.
In MLS. But
okay.
Let's go TFC and let's get you there by going to chum1045.com.
You have to be 18 plus to enter.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shall we do a Thursday afternoon?
Yeah. Well, not yet. I got to finish the show first. But yeah, let's do that. And then we'll talk about hey, listen, I just want to let you know, if you're going on the highways right now, you're going to see really busy people getting a head start, just so you know that.
Okay. Oh, heading up to
Cottage Country.
Cottages and stuff.
It's time to open up the cottage.
All right.
All right.
Long weekend starts almost now. Have a good one. More music on the way. Nonstop music from Chum 104.5, giving you your best music and your favorite throwbacks.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. 104.5 podcast.